B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This will be much better for those of you watching on NBC Sports Boston than it is for those of you on radio, but we'll do our best to describe to you the gifts we received here today from our fan, Janine.
This is a real haul from Janine. She painted those beautiful pumpkins for us a couple of Halloweens ago, did the big scary zombie thing for us at Halloween, but this is next level artwork.
She heard us talking about the Christmas tree shops the other day and their decision to pull the shark-related merchandise off the shelves on the Cape. She went to the Christmas tree shop, I'm guessing somewhere not on the Cape.
Well, she was looking for a bargain.
But you know what? It's...
Don't you just love a bargain?
And first of all, got these bags.
I'm going tonight.
That are reusable and are fabulous. And they say, Shark Week, nice to eat you.
On love them. Don't you just
love it.
So a lot of this merchandise has been pulled out of the Christmas tree shops on the Cape.
And now it's hard to find, and we now have it.
Love it. I'm taking the bag, and I'm going to shop
as
the
you
bag
because
it's offensive.
Christmas tree shops right on the side. Love it.
Don't you just love a bargain.
Nice,
but you know what?
Beetle, get it?
The bag and the merchandise, it smells like a Cape Cod gift shop.
Which I'm a fan of.
Big fan of this.
Smell that paper.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Get a good sniff of that. While you're sniffing that, I'm going to be over here sniffing this. These are scratch and sniff U.S. Postal Service scratch and sniff stamps.
You got stamps?
And they smell like frozen treats, as it says here. Smell like popsicles.
That's nice.
A little scratch and sniff there for you.
All right, we all got different stuff. So we'll go around the horn.
I'll scratch nice.
All right.
Smell
yep. I got the T-shirt that says, "You're going to need a bigger boat."
Don't you just...
Cape Cod 2019.
Jaws, Cape Cod.
Right there.
There it is.
That's awesome.
Cape Cod.
And you know what? Cheers to them for getting the quote right. Not we're going to need a bigger boat. It's
you're going to need a bigger boat. Also works as a tourniquet, that T-shirt, just so you know.
Yes. I was really hoping for the one that said, "Hey, Shock, get my leg out of your mouth."
Yeah.
Your mouth. Just love a
bargain. Cape Cod 2019.
Just remember, stop the bleed 2019. This one, as we both got here, as a take
paddles.
Out of my... This is all free advertising.
Yeah, paddles beat the shop. Hell out of our kids with.
Don't you just love a bug?
What do you got? Oh!
Don't feed the sharks.
Don't you just love...
There's like these are wooden paddles, decorations that you can hang on the wall.
I'm hanging that right outside the outdoor shower next to the pool and the beach here.
I got a bag of Cape Cod Waves sea salt chips. Cape Cod.
Like that.
But the coup de grace, the big haul there is the boogie board.
The boogie board.
The boogie board is amazing. It's hand painted.
Hold on.
What? Oh, you got more stuff?
Well, yeah, I mean, you got this great...
Oh, you got a floor mat, a doormat.
A doormat. It says welcome with a shark on it, and it says, "You look delicious."
Beetle, there's a couple of bites taken out of your doormat.
I know, isn't it great?
Someone bit mine too.
Oh, yes. I love the Christmas tree shop and all their shark themed stuff.
Put it back out.
How?
Who cares? You're offended.
How great are those items? And to think they pulled those off the shelf on the Cape.
We don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah.
I love it. What a great gift.
Great gift.
We're going to have to tweet out a photo, though, of the boogie board.
We will. The boogie board is next level. Let me try and put
Richie.
This,
Richie would love that.
Put this up here.
What does it say on it?
So it says, Zolak and Bertrand, summer 2019.
Whoop.
And then Janine painted on there. A couple of sharks and some fish, and the three of us in a boat, 98.5 Shark Patrol. Zoe's holding a sign that says, "Stay out them oceans."
Yep. Don't you just love a bargain?
There's a seal on the bow of that, what do you call that thing? Is that a dinghy? Are we in a dinghy?
Her retention, and it says Josie. The name of the boat is Josie.
Right. Yep.
Don't you just love a bargain?
And the shirt I'm wearing says, "This shark is also a tourniquet."
Don't you just love a bargain?
The only thing it's missing is the bullseye on the bottom. The bite here bullseye.
And
a bag of
for the boogie board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a bag of Cape Cod potato chips. Can't beat that.
Good stuff.
Can't beat it.
Dang it.
Who gets to keep the we're gonna keep the boogie board here.
Oh, you're keeping it in the office.
We're gonna display.
Yeah.
Summertime decoration.
Yeah.
It's good.
Absolutely.
Wow. Why does Hardy look like a 90-year-old man?
Chiseled face on Hardy.
Why do you look like Steve Austin?
I look great.
Yeah.
Look at that. You got a big look like Ted Johnson neck.
Beetle looks like a child.
Look like Tom over there, no neck. Like, hey, which way is the beach?
Stay out them oceans.
Hey, summer starts. Summer's over.
Stay out them oceans.
Where are your hands?
In the boat.
Yeah, Hardy looks like he's hiding his hands in his pants.
Well, I'm keeping him inside the boat. Look at that. There's a shark right next to the dang boat. That great white next to that cock-a-doodie dinghy.
Yeah, we're playing a game of who jacked it. What can we say?
Yeah. Who jacked it first?
In the Navy.
We want you. We want you.
You laugh.
We want you.
There's nothing like there's nothing like riding on a boat and playing that, though. Down the Cambridge there.
Yeah, that's what I say all the time, man. Fire up in the Navy. Get on the boat together.
Come on, boys.
That's the best.
Everybody in the boat.
That's the best. Bring the paddle, too. Woo.
Pull over.
There you go. Zoe was able to open his presents. He's happy now.
617. Richie will be back next segment.
Don't forget the other present I got from the Revs today.
Yeah. Please, tell everybody.
Well, this is bobblehead night, Saturday night at the Revs game, Beetle, at Gillette Stadium. And it's Star Wars night, so...
So Brian Scalabrine bobblehead night dressed like Star Wars at the stadium.
No, it's Brad Knighton. It's Keeper Brad Knighton. And except he is Jedi Knighton. It's a nice... That's a quality bobblehead there. He's dressed kind of, you know, with the... What do you call it? The Jedi robe there, and he's holding the lightsaber.
They actually do good bobbleheads over there.
Yeah, it's good.
If you the Kyrie bobble, the Uncle Drew bobblehead or no?
You think
it looks like Maz a little bit.
If you think that the Robert Kraft case in Florida has dragged on too long,
we have more info.
The discipline with the league will drag on too long. Man, do I have some bad news for you. I'll tell you that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
I read from Mike Florio in Pro Football Talk. He wrote yesterday that on Wednesday, Commissioner Roger Goodell confirmed no disciplinary action will be taken against Patriots owner Robert Kraft unless and until the pending criminal charges against him are resolved. So when will those charges be resolved? The prosecution has been stayed pending appeal of the ruling suppressing the surveillance video from the introduction into evidence at trial. In Florida, that is, the appellate system has two steps. As one source with knowledge of the process tells Pro Football Talk, resolution in the lower court could take at least a year. If and when the case then migrates to the Florida Supreme Court, more time will necessarily pass as briefs are submitted and oral arguments are scheduled, and the court considers everything that is submitted and issues a decision in writing. Oh my gosh! We're going to wait another year or two for this thing? So we haven't talked much about the case this week. Here's what happened. The judge that ruled the video was thrown out, then had to rule whether or not the prosecution could appeal. And as an American citizen, you have a right to a speedy trial.
Sure.
Unless, of course, a judge rules that right can be put on hold for various reasons, including The prosecution's right to appeal the judge's ruling in this case, being the video getting thrown out. And the judge said, yes, you can appeal. You're allowed to appeal my decision. And while that's being appealed, we're going to put everything on pause.
What was it, last Friday? It got delayed because the judge said, you know what? I'm sick. I'm probably just sick of this trial. Going back and forth. Yeah, I'm going to take a sick day. I'm going to take a long weekend. Take Friday out. I'm going to bang out on Friday. On the honesty scale. You know, and he does a ton of cases. He gets all this stuff every day, something different. He's seen it all. Where do you think he's at on this? Like, are you kidding me? We're gonna go how long with this?
Florio writes that there's a chance that the prosecution could quietly dismiss the case, perhaps after some of the media attention dies down. The question then would become whether the surveillance video would be made public. Previously, the presiding judge ruled that if and when the case is dismissed, the surveillance video would be fair game. Kraft's lawyers have since renewed the argument that the video never should be made public, given the finding that the entire surveillance process violated the applicable legal requirements for utilizing such practices. A ruling on that specific request has not been issued. So that's still, as of now, up in the air. Let's just get to the main point here. This could be years.
They say 1 to 2 years.
Years. Could be 2 months, and they dismiss the case. Who knows?
Could.
But it could be years.
So the banner ceremony's back in play. It's good. Be there for banner night. I want them there. That's all fans care about. I'm joking. The fans care about the banner night. Yeah, it's going to be there for the banner. Can't drop the banner without him. What if he's suspended first 4 games? Drop the banner week 5. Who we got week 5? That's the way fans look at this. I'm so tired of hearing about this case already.
Is that ideal, though, to just sort of have this thing hanging there in the balance?
No, it's not. I think you want. I think he and his lawyers wanted a quick, swift end to this. And I thought maybe they thought the way they fought it that they could have had this thing thrown out a long time ago. But it didn't. You're just going to go back and forth with the pills. This is what you do. And that's up to the state. Does the state want to keep fighting? And obviously they do. So
it sounds like it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
No.
For now. Could change.
I think it's going to get backburnered for a while, a long time.
Maybe. So. But we're in a holding pattern.
Jim, did you say something about Breer? Breer said something about NFL executives, high ones?
Yes,
said.
That's the other part of today. Oh. Bert Breer, do you have it in front of you, Jim?
MMQB?
Yeah, I'll
pull it. Multiple executives don't think he's going to be punished at all. One executive said no, nor should he be, and the other one said I'd be surprised if something happened.
Wow. A little different stand than they're taking than they did on Deflategate.
But, I mean, those executives could also be working on the assumption that the case is dismissed.
Right.
Right?
But, again, this has nothing to do with what the legal process is because Roger Goodell is the judge, the jury, the executioner. It's about, you know, conduct. What kind of conduct did you commit? Or what kind of poor decisions did you make? And you're held to a higher standard than players are held. That's...
Did he say executives or owners?
I believe he said high-ranking people in the NFL.
So he's talking. So bad to me, that's not coming from Bert. Bert's talking to people in NFL offices, and he's probably talking to GMs and texting with some GMs.
Yeah, I care what owners think. I don't care what GMs think.
It's the owners club. So you're one of 32, you know, or 31, based on what goes on.
I'd like to know what other owners think. They're the ones that matter. The opinion of other owners.
They've been quiet. I think they have some skeletons that they probably don't want out.
You know what it really matters? It only really matters what a couple of owners think. Influential owners think. Owners who have the ear of Roger Goodell and his people.
Yeah.
Within the league.
Maras or whatever.
That's what it takes. Yeah. Jimmy's in the car. What's up, Jimmy?
Beal.
Hi.
Thanks for having me here. Quick comment. You were talking about N'Keal Harry earlier and your concern for his competition in college. I only need 30 seconds, then I'll shut my mouth.
Only on punt returns. That's all I care about is punt returns.
Well, what about, all right, that kind of changes everything.
See you, Jimmy.
Only on punt returns is what I care about. I don't care about as a receiver.
Don't you just love a bargain, Jimmy?
So I just pulled up the Breer story. It was an executive that said, no, he shouldn't be punished, nor should he be. And it was an owner that said, I'd be pretty surprised if he was.
Okay, that's good. That's valuable. It's valuable that an owner said that.
NFC owner. Cool. and it was an NFC team exec.
New York.
I know what Nikhil, by the way, back to Nikhil Harry. I know what Nikhil Harry's limitations are speed-wise. I know that some people
Watch
are concerned. Some people are concerned that he won't be able to overcome those limitations against NFL caliber talent. I don't share those concerns.
I watch him look like a punt returner.
I don't share those concerns because I think he can overcome them with his physical abilities and his size, okay? I don't share those concerns. I would share those concerns with him somehow being a good punt returner in the NFL because I think that is a speed position. You need speed and quickness, and I just don't think he's built for that at this level. I don't think he's built for that at the next level.
It's a fill, man. You got
it's OTAs.
Yep.
I don't expect to see him fielding punts this year. That's my only point.
I don't think it's a big deal he's fielding punts in OTAs.
One throwaway line about who you played in the opening weeks of a season. You know, it's like
you think USC's got some NFL talent on their defense and special teams, probably?
They haven't been very good the last few years, though.
So, no? You say no?
They might.
A 92-yarder against them. 92-yard punt return against USC.
Do you have a tape?
I will send it to you.
Right, let's get a tape.
So this is the way they plan things, too. So in the back of their minds, if player A, B, C, D, E, and F go down, okay, who's G? Do we have a G punt returner? So they're going to get stuff on film to see who's catching the ball best, who gets their body under control underneath the football when they field it, who's got the first step, the best first step. And then they're going to have 7 punt returners that they could have some recall in, say, week 10, when you got guys going down left and right over the field, to say Edelman gets dinged. You don't have Amendola here anymore. You really want Patrick Chung back there? I don't want him getting hurt.
Jim, have you watched his punt return?
Yeah, he caught it inside the 10 and took it to the house.
He would be tackled at the, I'm going to say, the 2-yard line in the NFL.
It's Beatles,
GMI. I'm going to say he would be tackled at the 2-yard line, and he started out, let's see, he fielded the ball at his own 9. I'm guessing he would have lost 7 yards and been tackled at his own 2. And so you could tell me if you agree or disagree watching this at the NFL level, what would happen? Instead, he runs it back 92 yards for a touchdown. Look at how he gets around the end on this.
Oh, he's slow.
So it goes, oh, he's slow.
He barely outruns 77.
Oh, my God. What happens with
him? He'd be down at the 4.
He'd be down at the 4. Okay. I say he'd be down at the 2. Zoe says he's down at the 4.
He started out
at his own 9. So I had him for a loss of 7. Zoe had him for a loss of 5 on a 92-yard touchdown punt return.
He gets nailed at the other hash. He makes the first guy miss. The other wave of guys are going to miss.
Yeah, we don't have
you got guys there. Running 4-3 gunners on the outside.
There's no way.
Gee, you don't think. There's a picture.
There's a reverse angle picture of it there.
You don't think the other team's Matthew Slater will have that thing geared up and I got the proper angle here.
Dead.
Come on, Rook.
He'd be down inside his own 5
here,
on that in the NFL. It's a different speed. Sorry. They ain't letting
him. He had 92 yards on that punt return. He's got 13 other punt returns for a total of 73 yards in his career.
Combined 70
yes.
yards?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right. He's not.
Never returned a kick.
He's not. I don't think he's going to be doing that job.
Yeah.
But it's OTAs.
It's a fail-safe.
It's OTAs. You mess around. You let everybody do anything.
Right.
It's OTAs.
Good punter to practice against, apparently. Booming. Massive leg.
That is
leg.
True. Massive leg.
Big leg.
Big Thick. Leg. They call him what?
Meat.
Me.
Oh, is that kickstand?
That only applies if something else is going on there.
It's a good back squat.
I wonder if you can get down to hold with a massive leg.
Hey, the best thing about this paddle, where the teeth got bitten or that shark bit it,
yeah,
it's a good back scratcher.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, that hurt.
Where are you gonna hang that?
Oh, the outdoor shower.
That's nice.
Cape.
Yeah.
Nice, right?
That's gonna look really nice.
Yeah.
Don't you just love a bargain?
I'm excited for you.
Yeah,
I am.
A couple lobster trap
Christmas tree shop. You should put the stuff back on the shelves. For the rest of us sane individuals.
Yeah, for us, it want to really come down here by the real tourists.
Yes.
People actually go to the Cape and like being here. Yeah.
For those of us who are not offended by the shark merchandise.
I'm offended in my
for those of us who are looking for a little shark merch this weekend. 617-779-0985. We got one more segment of your calls here today with plenty to get to before we get to today's takeaways at 150.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is this one of those? No calls? We got no calls now?
Is this one of those days where, like,
are you kidding me?
You know, like, it's a station you take. It's one of those outdoor sales type days.
What do you mean?
Hits the road
sales?
And yeah, it's like a big sales off today.
Oh, I got calls.
The important guys are here.
Everybody's out closing deals.
Adam Moskatel.
Tomorrow at noon.
5-4. What is it? What's the number? I want to say
359 Adam. 617. 359 Adam.
359 Adam. 617. 359 Adam.
It's like 70% of cubicles are empty back here.
Guy's closing deals left and right. He's the guy you want to work with right there.
That's right.
They should all be calling Christmas tree shops right now.
No kidding.
If you want a bargain,
I would.
I mean, you want to talk about a client. Think of all the...
my kids go there. I get my coffee cups there.
The free advertising we already handed them today.
The back scratchers.
I mean, you know, we're fans. Really, Zoe? We love that store.
Love it there.
I'd do an appearance at one.
We even gave them free advice. Yeah. Bring back the shark merch.
Yep.
Bring it back.
You know, I like it.
I don't even blame them for caving to the lunatics out there down the Cape. Because you're in a business. You're in a tough spot. You know, you want to deal with the crazies coming to your store, protesting your store. You know, you don't want to deal with that. You're just trying to keep your business going. You're trying to make some money. You're trying to keep people employed. You know, you're in a seasonal towns down there.
Last thing you want is occupied Christmas tree shop.
Yeah, you basically got stores down there that are open year round, and you're trying to, you know, keep it going year round, but you're really only making money 3 months a year.
What you trying to sell?
I'm not going to kill them. They're just trying to keep things going.
Beach toys, folding chairs for the beach, you know, the screw-in umbrella for the beach, the pop-up. Everybody have fun.
I don't think they're worried about picketers or protesters. I think they're probably more worried about... Even though they're making the bulk of their money in those summer months, they rely on the year-round residents, and they don't want those people to stop shopping there. And they're not going to picket.
You got to listen. If you're a businessman, you got to be worried about the crazies now, yeah. And the public shaming because we are as a society, we are obsessed with publicly shaming anything now. Shame, shame, shame. That's all they wanted to do. Like somehow the Christmas tree shop should feel shame for the brilliant shark merch that they've been carrying in their stores.
I love anti-shark stuff. I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Bring me more. I'm not offended.
Bring
you offended? I'm not offended.
Not at all.
No.
No, I love the dorm.
You're going to water, it's your problem, bro.
You will go in the water this time.
I'll go in the water. I go in the water, but you know how I do?
Tread lightly.
I talked to Felger about this, too, because he's got the same wacko dog like I do, and my dog likes to go out and dive.
Send the dog in first.
Belly. Oh, look at that out there.
Good move. Pip-it. You know who you're offending now?
Pip-it.
Dog people.
I don't care.
Now you're offending the dog people.
I'll buy another dog.
That was you that posted that story yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Yeah, do you want me to read that one?
Wow.
You want me to piss people off? I can piss people off on that
one. What happened now?
The woman who, in her will... And again, the executor of her will, had to take her dog and put down her dog because she put in her will that when she died, the dog had to be put down, healthy or not.
Oh, no.
To be buried with her.
That's sick.
And the executor of the will took the dog to a, you know, animal hospital to have the dog put down, a completely healthy dog. Because you crazy dog people, and by the way, it's not every dog owner. I'm just saying the crazy dog owners. There are these crazy, crazy dog owners. You're sick. You've got a sickness.
That should happen.
You do.
Yeah.
And she's a perfect example
That's
of it.
That's disgusting.
Yep.
Disgusting.
Because the dog, at the end of the day, as much as he loves you, if that woman were to, say, die in her house and just lay there for a while, the dog would not lay down and die next to her. Eventually, the dog would just start eating.
Yeah. Get hungry.
Could happen to you, though.
No, he wouldn't do that to me.
He might.
He licked me. He licked my face. Yeah.
The woman loved the dog so much, she decided it was appropriate to have the dog killed when she died. In her will. Yes.
Yeah. You know what you do, too?
So now, because, again, 2019, this is where we are. Because we've all just collectively lost our bleeping minds.
People are public shaming the dog?
No, states now have to consider putting laws on the books that you can't euthanize healthy pets for this reason. That you can't put into your will that you want your pet killed because you died. That you can't put that in your will anymore. Like, oh, we have to create a law for that? Really? That's something we got to put on the books for you idiots?
Jesus.
That's something we got to consider now?
Oh.
That's something that we've got to do. 2019. This world. Mike is up next. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I just want to know your guys' like realistic expectations on N'Keal Harry and like how he'll fit in his first year.
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I expect him to be in the mix here as one of your first three guys you throw out there. So, I mean, I'm serious. Like, what's the deal with Josh Gordon? Is Josh Gordon in or out?
I wish Jim had just said that on the air.
What?
He goes, not on special teams, apparently.
Yeah, not special teams. I don't know if he's an X. I don't know. I think he's the X, meaning he's going to be the backside guy. But where's that put Gordon? Is Gordon a frontside guy? Harry might be the frontside guy. He might be the motion Z guy. Let's see if Gordon gets back. Yeah. I think Gordon's situation will weigh heavily upon it. If this kid earns playing time in camp and you see him in preseason making plays, they're going to throw him out there. You need somebody to combat the type of coverage that Gronkowski helped you dictate. You put him in a huddle, you get him there right or left, he's going to set safeties. It's going to be heavily shaded towards Edelman now. See, Edelman's going to have to work to get his this year. He really is. You're not getting freed up that much anymore.
AJ's on the Cape. AJ.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm calling from the Cape. I'm listening to you guys talk about the shark issue. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Now we want you to talk.
So I think you misunderstood what's offended people down here. You know, no one's offended by the sharks. There was a young 26-year-old kid who lost his life last September.
No way.
And his family is now become, this whole thing has become the punchline on a T-shirt. So that's
kid?
What's offended everybody. He was a 26-year-old kid. He was killed in September. And then for the Christmas tree shops to put out a T-shirt that's saying the tourists were delicious, please send another, that bothered everybody down here. So if you're going to rail on and on about the issue, at least be informed.
Oh, we're totally informed. We're fully aware that someone was killed last year by a shark and that he was one of two victims on the Cape. That was the victim of a shark attack.
Metro West Bruins fan this year. Mel.
Fully aware.
Shrewsbury.
Is the merchandise a little insensitive?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you don't
I demand that the store pull all their merchandise off the shelves?
No.
And that's our point.
Is there anything being sold at Vineyard, like from shark stuff from the movie Jaws? And all the little funny scenes they have there?
Yeah. But that was fictional.
Oh, okay. Because I'm sure they've never had a shark come by. Get ready for it to be pulled everywhere. Go to Chatham. Chatham makes a killing on the shark stuff. It's in every shop when you go down Main Street. Every single shop. We stayed at Chatham Bars Inn last year. They had shark stuff there. They got signs on the beach. Don't go in. We got sharks. You got the little shark picture right there on it. Yeah. Shark stuff being sold everywhere. I'm just going to just go after Christmas tree shops.
Our store. You like it there.
They do have a bit of a point. Let's just say, for the sake of argument.
What happened to Hardy?
Nah, because I'm thinking about it now. It's shark versus bear.
What happened to you?
Let's say
the same guy who was going to get the T-shirt that said, "Yar mouth."
Hey, yeah. Shark, get my leg out, yar mouth. Cape Cod 2019. Don't you just love a bargain? That's mine. If anybody makes that shirt, that's mine. Let's say you took your whole family, all nine of your kids,
up to
Storyland. Right?
Oh, God.
This summer.
Oh,
what if your kid gets caught in that windmill?
I'm trying to avoid that.
Let's say, little Nathan, whatever the hell the name is.
Sticks his hand in a reindeer's mouth.
He scampers off for a second, and a bear comes out in the North Conway woods and gobbles him up. Right? Oh. So long, old Nathan Bertrand. You're gone. Next year,
I don't have a Nathan.
What? I'm trying to keep your real kids out of it.
Go ahead.
Maybe another one. Relieve you of the imagery of one of your kids being eaten by a bear.
Right. Let's not pick one of them. Right.
Next summer, you go back up to Storyland. We got to forget about that. And they're selling shirts. It's like, hey, kids, you might get eaten by the... You barely survived Storyland.
That'd be a good shirt. Don't
you
just
love a bargain? Would you be a little upset by that if they were trying to profit off of your family's misery and grief?
Maybe a little bit. Although I will say, put the boogie board down.
I will say,
I'm not fair to play that up.
But I will say this, like going in the water, like at the shark infested beaches with a wetsuit in September.
Thank you.
Why did you go to the honey hole? It would be the equivalent of like sending my kid out into the woods, like draped in raw beef. When we went to Storyland.
Hey, hold
this rack of ribs while we get the other two out of the car.
Nathan,
and run into the woods while you're at it.
Carry this honey pot over there into the woods and take the lid off.
Yeah, get it stuck in your head.
I mean, what are we doing?
Take your little brother with you. Have him carry this picnic basket.
Right? No? A little bit?
Yeah, but I'm just saying. There is a point to be made.
Remember when Lady Gaga wore the meat dress, right?
Oh, sure.
It'd be like wearing Lady Gaga's meat dress into the woods of New Hampshire. Like, where are the bears? And then putting that pot of honey right over her head.
Nice to meet you. I said,
today's takeaways are...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me.
Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, today's takeaways delivered to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It continues to make losing weight easy. They now offer optional gourmet prepared meals for Awaken 180 clients. They send it right to your door. Set up your consultation today.
I got an email from a listener that just came up with these during the break related to bear attacks in New Hampshire.
Oh. What, t-shirt ideas?
Do they have Christmas tree shops in New Hampshire? They must.
Sure.
I would think so. Salem?
Let's assume they do.
So, again, I'm not saying take the shark merchandise out of the stores, but I understand.
We're saying let's add bear attack stuff as well.
And how would you feel?
To balance things out.
Yes.
There's one in North Conway, too.
Yeah, perfect. This is perfect. Let's balance it out.
If little Toby Bertrand got eaten by a bear last year up at Santa's Village, and then this year you go up there and they're selling a bunch of jokey bear merchandise.
Once a kid gets eaten by a shark, our talking shark days are over here.
Yeah.
They are.
What's the cutoff age?
It's got to be like 18. It's got to be,
when you go,
high school kids and younger. Once that starts, that's it. We're cooked.
When you dress
up like talking about the sharks, we're done.
When you dress up like you're an adult, you dress up like a black seal and you have flippers on and you've got the boogie board and you're going in the hot zone right off Nauset Beach.
Question
with honey pole. Yeah, there's the
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, black.
Oh, wetsuit, bro.
Oh. 3 foot long flippers.
Full body.
Really?
Yes.
Right in there. See, I was telling a story. We send our dogs out first now. You know?
Send Sally. Send
God.
Sally, they go out. Yeah.
But this is what we got from Neil, who emails in. Neil. My brother got eaten by a bear, and all I got was this stupid t-shirt.
That doesn't deserve the jingle.
No, it doesn't, but he gets better.
I can't bear his loss anymore?
Bear down? Apparently not.
He tried to fight it with his bare hands.
Hopefully this summer won't be as unbearable. Don't you just love a bargain? He's working with it. I mean, he came up with that in a couple of minutes.
Toby.
Okay. But let's start workshopping that one.
Sure.
Bear slogans for up north.
Yeah.
I thought of
the next bear attack.
Remember that kid?
And then, of course, quah, quah, quah. But that's all we need.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about kid attacks. We're not going to do that here. I'm with you.
No, I'm telling you, once that happens, our shark days are over, man.
Be careful with your kids, people.
Like, damn it.
Yeah. I don't care how brave your kids are.
All right. Zoe, we found out today, lotion. Very popular here in this studio with both you and Hardy.
Oh, old guys.
Put on some Kiehl's Ultimate Strength hand salve. Who else wants some hand lotion?
Zoe's always asking for hand lotion.
We need some Jergens.
Do you have any hand lotion?
You know what I noticed?
I'm a tough guy.
Give me some of that lotion.
We're starting to get old. Have you noticed it? We're starting to get old guy elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Old guy like it's, elbow. What is that? It's like turkey skin.
Like it's just dry elbows. I've had them since I was...
Not like that. Let me feel your...
25.
I feel my elbows?
Oh, no,
fine. Oh, he's got soft, supple baby skin. Oh.
Bertrand's got those tight elbows. It's not that soft.
It's not dry.
It's got a good smell, too, isn't it? It's good lotion.
And now you're ready to go? You crack the knuckles?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
It's just football. Up.
Yeah.
It's time to reapply. It's been about 4 hours. Do you need some?
Yeah, I'm dry already.
Also this, quick, Bruce Cassidy, man, does this guy need to coach a game? These layoffs too long. He talked again today.
We're not going to do every detail. Like, if we score a goal, I don't know if we're going to hear. I don't know if we'll hear that. You got to talk to these guys about that. But.
It's quite a rendition.
Good job, Bruce Cassidy. Tonight, Bruins scrimmage. At the Garden.
Let's go.
Tomorrow morning skate. They will not play a game until Monday. Monday.
So what do you got tonight? White versus yellow. You going with the white or the yellow?
I'm going team white.
I'm going to take the white guy.
Is it white?
It's white and black.
I was black and yellow.
Oh.
Black and white.
I think they said they're white and black tonight.
I'm going team black.
Always say the white.
Huh. Intimidating. Something like that.
We'll break it down tomorrow.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome in. Felger and Maserati on a Thursday. May 23rd from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester, Massachusetts. Anthony?
Good, you?
I'm just fine. Thank you so much. We got Big Jim Murray in our update studio. Fully loaded program. A lot to get to today. I thought we'd start with some football.
Good idea.
Okay. The Patriots had...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.